Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a Friday morning, and on the phone right now I've got Mr. Taleb Jeddy from Nuffield Hospital, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Morning, Mr. Jeddy.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Oh, all the better for speaking to you. Now, I know for a fact that you're a consultant general surgeon at Nuffield, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you specialise in thyroid surgery, if I've got it right?
Yeah, I specialise in endocrine surgery, thyroid and parathyroid surgery. That's correct.
So explain to me, first of all, what is it you do? What is a thyroid?
Thyroid is an endocrine gland which is located in the neck, just anterior to the windpipe, above the chest, in the midline.
Right.
And the thyroid, it has a function of producing a hormone called thyroxine, which runs the patient's metabolism at a normal level.
Okay.
That's the main function of the thyroid. Produces its main hormone is called thyroxine.
So you'll have to excuse my ignorance. I know a certain type of thyroid makes you put weight on and a certain type makes you lose weight. Is that correct?
When the thyroid does not produce adequate thyroxine, that means the thyroid is under-functioning. That means the patient's metabolic rate has gone down. They tend to put on weight because the thyroid is underactive and you're not burning your calories you've consumed. And if a thyroid over-functions, meaning it's producing more thyroxine than is necessary, then the patient tends to lose weight.
So what would make a thyroid go one way or the other?
There are numerous reasons, but sometimes it mainly is usually due to inflammation of the thyroid gland. And the thyroid gland gets inflamed and then the cells stop producing thyroxine. Sometimes it can happen, even some patients can develop without any reasons. They just thyroid just produces inadequate amount of thyroxine.
Ah, right. Okay. And is there an operation or something you can do to the thyroid to make it better?
No, not for a thyroid which is under-functioning. If a patient's got an underactive thyroid, in other words, they call it hypothyroidism, then the treatment for that is totally medical. We're just simply replacing the thyroxine which the thyroid would have produced by tablets.
All right, okay. Is there something that we do? I mean, because you hear of this, a thyroid problem, quite a lot. Is there something that we actually do that hinders the thyroid from producing the right?
No, not necessarily, no. An overactive thyroid produces lots of thyroxine, and for that the treatment could be varied. Initially it's medical treatment, giving tablets, and most patients respond to it. And if they don't respond to it, some of these would require radioactive iodine ablation, as we call it. And in certain patients, radioactive iodine ablation can't be given, so they undergo surgery to remove an overactive thyroid gland.
This sounds like a quite an intense thing. How long did it take you to train for this?
Oh, like any other surgeon, quite a long time, yeah.
I can imagine it is. All right, well, thank you very much for talking to us today, and hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks.